Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 13 and verse 32. Let me read the verse to you. You can see the title, it jumps out at you. No one knows, says Christ, no one knows about that day or hour, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. No one knows. No one knows the date. Nobody knows the hour. Not even the angels in heaven. Not the Son. No, nor the Son, but only the Father. So what should the heading be? No dates. No dates. No setting of dates for the reappearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. Could anything be clearer? No man, no creature, no angel, not even the Christ, only the Father. Only the Father, he says, Christ, knows the date. Now, of course, that raises a difficulty for us. Christ not knowing it? Well, we could say that as man, as mediator, as the Messiah, at that time he did not know. As God, though, he did know. Okay, we could say that. But that just pushes the problem onto something else. This mystery about Christ as man and God, the incarnation, is beyond our comprehension. It's beyond our explanation. I don't know whether I'm wise for telling you this, but my own view is not to explore it as precisely as some seem to want to do. Too much Greek philosophy has gone into this. It is a mystery to me. There are such seeming paradoxes, seeming contradictions in Scripture. I can't explain them all. I don't attempt to explain them all. I don't want to get down into error. It seems to me that many people who explore these things in more and more detail usually end up in Queer Street. Now, on this question of dates, Christ is explicit here. No setting of dates, but somehow or another, this seems to be like a red rag to a bull. There seems to be an attraction to them, to many. They almost seem, I don't say they do, but they almost seem as though they want to defy Christ and set dates. And they got their reasons, their excuses, their arguments. But they'll go anywhere. They'll look, listen to any teacher, watch any website, pick up any internet link, listen to any tape or whatever it might be, or CD, buy any book, go any conference to get this date fixing. It's a common occurrence, an attraction for some. They can't resist it. I have noticed how men seem to get like a moth going around a flame. They just can't stay away from it. I've even heard Lloyd Jones, or read of him, you know, speaking about, well, it can't go on much longer, that sort of thing, or the times indicate. But this is being said so many times. Try and avoid it, my friend. Don't worry about charts and dates and times. There's plenty to think about here. Plenty, if I may use the word, to worry about. Look at verse 33. Be on your guard. Be alert. And the chapter ends up with, watch, be on the watch, be always looking. But not about dates. That's not your concern. Avoid preachers who claim to know. Avoid books that tell you. Avoid internet sites and links that tell you about it. It's wrong, my friend. Be warned. Be careful. Avoid them. Don't get curious about these things. Curiosity is not your concern. Christ is categorical. No one knows about that day or hour, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. If anybody pretends to give you a date, that's almost certainly wrong. Almost bound to be wrong, I would say. I would go further, it is bound to be wrong. But what if you knew the date? What ruination that would be to you. How would you live from now on? We must be living all the time, watching, alert, waiting, watching, and working for Christ. Not fixing dates, not curious about these things. As Watt says, I would not be curious to explore these mysteries. No. Don't do it, my friend. That's the warning. No dates. Don't be tempted. Unbeliever, be ready to meet God. You never know when that hour may strike. but strike at will.